confession that I don't want to make. My ego does not want me to share this with the world. And I know a lot of you follow me because you love the way that I have helped you regulate. You love the way that I have taught you about trauma. You have really enjoyed learning from me. And my genuine hope is that after I say this, that you still like me. I hope you still like me. I hope you still think well of me the way you did. So I didn't vote for Kamala Harris. I voted for Trump. And yes, I am a multiracial, owner of a trauma institute, mom of a non-binary kiddo, and somebody who works in like the social justice, social work spaces, helping people with trauma recovery and nervous system regulation. And so some of you, your flabbers are gasted right now.
Flabbergasted? No, I'm just shaking my head at the absolute disconnect between your supposed morals and teachings as a trauma recovery coach and what you tend to support politically.
4 years ago, I remember going on Facebook and talking about how I was really struggling to choose who I was going to vote for. And I got absolutely ripped apart. Like, absolutely just got my hindquarters handed to me by people who told me that who wanted to remind me that I was Black and I was a woman and I was a nurse and I was somebody in these, you know, social wellness spaces. And so how could I even think about voting any other way than one way? I got called an Uncle Tom. I got called names that I cannot repeat on here. I was just dragged for sharing that I was struggling to choose between what felt like a rock and a hard place. And this election felt very similar to me. And the thing that made it not feel similar, the thing that kind of really pushed me over into one camp, was actually the very values and the very things that we teach at our trauma institute. I was listening to people tell me who were saying that they were tolerant and kind and compassionate and cared about humanity and really cared about the wellness of all people. I was listening to them say things and call people names and do things for the sake of justice and the sake of tolerance that were so out of alignment with those values.
All right, here's where we start to peel back the onion. Tolerating intolerance itself undermines the whole idea behind tolerance. I shouldn't have to say it, but Donald Trump is not at all tolerant of people who are different from him. LGBTQ people, he campaigns on trying to strip trans people away from their rights to their body, women, people with the capacity for pregnancy, or demonizes, cannot even tolerate undocumented people who are striving to come into the US for a better life. We are not tolerating intolerance. It undermines the whole idea. It's giving, and this is a personal example of mine. When I first came out, I told my mom that I was really just being open-minded about my sexuality, and she then said, Scott, are you being open-minded enough to ask yourself if you're straight? Like, talk about the paradox of open-mindedness. Point number two, a lot of this seems like it's motivated by personal grievance, which one commenter actually pointed out. So you did this out of spite? It's very self-righteous, isn't it? I mean, instead of adhering to people's feedback, you double down on your emotions instead of critically thinking about what they have to say. It's giving symptoms of narcissistic personality disorder.
And the humans that I am hearing tell me that they are the most scared and they are terrified and they are so angry and so upset and that I am holding space for. I am creating and helping like foster regulation in these humans after the election. I am supporting them. They are leaning on me to become more regulated. They are coming to me to help them recover from what feels like a very traumatic experience. And I am helping them and they are grateful for it. They are actively able to self-express. They are able to tell me, they are able to talk about in the world, in public, how scared they are and how worried they are and how angry they are and how dysregulated they are. And I am sitting here knowing that if I choose to even share where I'm coming from, I'm going to get canceled. I'm going to lose business. I'm going to lose psychological safety with humans who trusted me and who cared about me as a person until they find out this thing.
Yes. Yes, because they're going to find out that you are not a safe person. Because, listen, the personal is political, and the political is personal. The choices that our political leaders make, or whatever Elon Musk does, firing people, leads to their personal grievances, their personal traumas. And these comments were spot on. Making yourself the victim in this is a wild take. Wow, trauma teacher directly causing trauma. As a queer person who is scared right now, your choice to vote for him is actively a vote against my safety and the safety of their non-binary kiddo. So your response to your clients who are actively losing their rights and rightfully scared out of their minds is that you are more oppressed because you can't share who you voted for. And this gets to point number three. She chose to talk about this on social media. She chose to open up this as a discussion, as a conversation. As you were seeing, the comments were not particularly amicable toward what she was feeling. She was feeling the pressure. She was hearing the feedback. She couldn't run away from it. But then she does in this next video.
I am changing my mind. So I just had this really tough conversation, beautiful conversation with my husband, who's also our chief ops officer. And we were just talking through if it made sense for me to really go through all of my reasoning for voting the way that I did. And we decided, no. We played out all of these different scenarios. We actually sat there for 45 minutes, like going through and thinking about how we would want to teach about this, what we would want to do, what we would want to say. Was I going to just share my opinion? Was I going to talk about Democrats in general? What research should we have? What receipts should we have? And over the last couple of days, I've gotten some comments from some people that initially I just wrote off, and not like wrote off, but I was like, well, yeah, I get where they're coming from this place of concern, but like, They were saying, you know, you don't have to justify or explain yourself to anyone. And I was like, but this is my job. It's my job to teach people about trauma. It's my job to teach people about nervous system regulation. It's my job to teach people about recovery. It's my job to teach people about diversity of thought. And then I remembered y'all aren't paying me.
Okay, whoa. First off, you actively ran away from a video explaining your choices. What I'm hearing is that your cognitive dissonance got in the way of explaining why you did what you did and why you are feeling the kind of shame or guilt or feelings behind it to justify, and you instead decided to run away from accountability. As this person pointed out, yes, you should share why. You opened up this conversation. So let me guess, you tried to gather your research and data and didn't want to present it because it didn't support your hypothesis and reasoning. It's your business. Until you make a video, that's message is, I did this. I hope you still like me. And this really gets to it. Having to convince yourself you made the best decision you could tells me that you know it wasn't the best choice. And what we're seeing here is an act of cognitive dissonance, which is when individuals experience discomfort when their beliefs or values clash with their actions based on new information. It can also lead to motivated reasoning, which is where you come to a conclusion that is convenient for you, is convenient for her to double down on not having to justify why she made that choice so that she doesn't relitigate or confront that difficult information. And it's borne out in the chat because she only engaged with the people that attempted to validate how she was feeling. She didn't entertain or listen or adhere to any feedback whatsoever of anyone else. And lastly, this alludes to point number five, where she was seeking out validation, people to confirm how she was already feeling. And instead, she was met with resistance, which is why she doubled down on not releasing that video and not explaining to us, even though she opened up the discussion of why she chose not to talk about why she voted for Trump. Now, overall, seeing a video like this, I have so many thoughts that I haven't even shared here. What do you think? I encourage you to comment it below. Please share, like, duet, whatever it is, on whatever platform this is posted on. The idea behind this video is not trying to berate this person, that's why their name is blocked out, or even reach this person. It's about highlighting a pattern of this cognitive behavior that leads to people doubling down on their pre-existing ignorance and not confronting information that is inconvenient. If you do want to find this person, this video, type in trauma coach, trauma teacher, and then voter regret, and it should pop up.